Lockheed Martin is an American aerospace.
That's right. We're talking about the Pop the Op series on the Mind War on America. Now, I noticed this just watching the news. I had been reading, this goes back to 2013. I'll give you a synopsis. I had been reading about the clandestine cell system on Wikipedia. And one of the things there was from the Marine Manual, or an improvement on it, by Nyberg. That's N-Y-B-E-R-G. On the different forms of insurgency. There was four, but I see three I can remember. One is like an ethnic one where they join together along ethnic lines to fight against some problem they have with the government. It's hard to infiltrate these groups, but they seem to be more limited to just a few issues as compared to, say, the Cuban form, which is a full-scale revolution to take over the government. Well, there was also a kind called the subversive. This is when members of the government elite try to take over the whole government. Now, this is usually a right-wing coup. And it is done the same way all revolutions, by discrediting the power structure, in this case the police and the military. Well, I saw this going on back in 2013 with the Dormer shooting up the pigs and getting away with it for a long time. Our best military sniper, a Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, was killed by a someone with a mental problem. And see, these things were attacking the competency of our legal force. And it was getting covered, you know. So it's like, this looks like, you know, the system is going against itself here, and that's the right-wing coup. And it eventually... was even a shooting here. I started talking about it on the radio back then. Something's going on. Of course, I accuse the Nazis, and I still believe the Nazis are ultimately behind this. The ultimate goal of this is to create civil war in America, to weaken America so that they can beat us in the next world war. And they've been planning this for a very long time. We see the Orange Hitler in charge right now, but that's only the tip of the fascist iceberg. All these other things have been going on below the surface that you weren't aware of. This form of subliminal terrorism, clandestine terrorism with false flags. So the shooting here was, you know, there was too many high probability. I mean, it was like right near where I used to live. It happened right while I was talking about this on the air. It's too coincidental for correlated events like that to happen at the same time and not actually be correlated in some way. But the shooter here, you know, he'd lived here for months, and I just figured it out, you know, just a week or three before. So, you know, it didn't quite add up. But on further research, I did this without even having internet access. I didn't want to know really who was involved, because I couldn't really look at it. That's a lot of work. I just figured out who benefits from this. And in last year, 2016, same thing started happening again, with that shooting at the person on The Voice. We didn't really have a studio at that point. I knew there was going to be mass shootings, and there was an Orlando shooting shortly after that. And then we got the studio. So I knew that the last time this ended up on a bombing, and this year was an election year, so it's probably had something to do with that. That's one of the... That's when they use the violence in this kind of a subversive insurgency, is to discourage voters or officials or to discredit the government. So at first I thought it might be the Democratic Convention, but how does that work? It always has to be a Reichstag fire where it looks like they're the victims, but they did it to themselves. So eventually I figured out that, well, the Columbus Day parade would be perfect because it's a soft target. The Boston bombing was a marathon, soft target. You can walk up on it with a, you know, a bomb in your backpack. And there was odd things happening at that thing, too. There was a bunch of guys with backpacks with, the, you know, Kyle, the gun club that Kyle belonged to on their hats. And, it, you know, for this to be a government spook thing, that's just stupid. You know, it's, their testing are... conspiracy people's reaction to this sort of thing, but for a you know, private, say, militia or something, you know, one of these this would be the 82nd Airborne, and this was also obvious back in 2013. The Boston bombing was immediately followed by a bombing at Waco. This is the Timothy McVeigh people, the 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg, the Special Forces Underground, who believe they have a mandate to overthrow the government in case of tyranny. Now, these people have been infiltrated by Stephen Barry and Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, who was also there. One a racist, the other a Satanist. So they've created their own little private army. Now, I call them militia, but it looks like they're taking money from military contractors, which makes them mercenaries. In my religious view, a militia is, you know, that's a Second Amendment protected thing, but a mercenary, that's just fucking capitalism Babylon. Back to the main point. So I figured that, well, who's paying for this? Ultimately, the Germans are behind it, but I did notice that the Dallas shooting was... a robot was the hero to that. And, oh, of course. This is about drones. They want to replace our soldiers and police with drones. That's why they're discrediting it. Much cheaper to run a drone. And this could be any drone manufacturer. I didn't really look into it. I called it the Lockheeds because of, you know, brand name identification is, you know, that's the one I can think of as a military contractor. I know Lockheed's name. And they, I'm sure they have a drone program. Oh, actually, I've looked it up. They do. And, but I didn't know who, and then I assumed the CIA would had to cover for this, but we all know that, or those in the conspiracy field all know that the CIA is compromised through Operation Paperclip at its very inception, so it is infiltrated by German agents. And, you know, the CIA generally doesn't protect the public, it protects large businesses. That's how it first started as well. The, head of the OSS was a lawyer for corporates. So it was very easy to find, once I did get internet access, it was very easy to find that the special forces were involved. I simply went to a Dave Emery show. I'd listened to a lot of Dave Emery in the 80s, so I was familiar with what's really going on politically. So it was easy to see these people right away. Now, the next step up. Oh, and then I did predict the bombing in, or I announced it on my show on September 3rd that they planned to bomb the October Columbus Day parade. I didn't know what day the, what month. I knew it was in the beginning of fall, I remember from school, but I couldn't look it up. If I'd entered Columbus Day into a search browser, they would have known that I was onto them. Because I said it out loud on the radio, they're planning a bombing, you know, just to provoke a response and to find out how upset they were that I would know. You know, I was trying to be very respectful because, after all, these are psycho killers. They didn't actually kill somebody until after that bombing. So now it's September 3rd. It went off September 17th. They dropped the op. They didn't do it the way they wanted to, probably because there was a bunch of people involved. If these were real professionals, they would have gone through it because I have an audience of, what, 5? I think it's the economy. And even the amateur special forces... they have signals intelligence. They know my audience is 5. They would have gone through it too, especially since they're Satanists, right? By not going through it, it's kind of an insult to their satanic god. No, the business that hired them got nervous because Capital's a coward. and they dropped the op, but they wanted to get a few dollars out of it. They spent all this money. They've been planning it since Obama's election, or re-election. That's why it happened in 2013, right? Right after the November election. Their test run, their marketing research. These are things businesses do, not terrorists or military groups. So I figured there was a business, didn't know which one. I had no idea how to look it up. So there was a murder about two months after I announced it in December. There was immediately a fire within a week or two that, you know, took out some, or was, you know, threatened some other antennas, not our antenna. And that's very simple for them to do. You know, children start fires. The other one was more complicated because they access. You see, I looked at it. Well, I don't know who it is, but how the hell are they doing this? Basically, they shoot up the blacks with the police, and then military snipers with sex problems shoot up the police. Those are the two main things. It's about gun control. These are gun control nuts. So, like the shooting in Florida just recently, that airport was about to ban guns there, and this guy shows up and shoots it up. That was part of the... So, let's see. I lost my train of thought there. We're going... I guess I lost my thought there. We're going to... Anyways, I had no way of figuring out which corporation was involved. So I just started to... Oh, the murder. That's what I wanted to explain. So So how did they get... I remember like in Minnesota and in Baton Rouge, there were the cops shot up two blacks. I go, well, they have to infiltrate the police department then. And then I hear on the, Democracy Now! or some other show about how... the KKK have infiltrated our police departments, and the FBI is well aware of this since 2006. See, they needed to do the synchronizing thing with the Minnesota one and then the Baton Rouge one. So then there was a murder that I witnessed a few weeks back, by my bus stop. I'd missed the first bus, so I was there for a half hour. So they had a half hour window to set this up. It was a adulterous couple got shot up by the husband. See how there's a Christian dynamic to it? These people are Satanists, but they have a Christian view. I think they're called The Process. And I don't want to research their stuff because, but this was, these are fake Satanists. Let me put it this way. Because this is a military program. It's actually German. Through Crowley and the OTO, they use these secret societies for moles and sleeper cells, because these people are already being secretive. They're already drinking blood and killing people in human sacrifices and stuff. So they're naturals for you can blackmail them on that stuff and force them to do other things. And there's mind control involved as well. So then I figured, well, how did they set up this shooting? Well, they must have access to databases and stuff. They're using the cloud and finding out people's information. I mean, all your information is out there. The companies are collecting it like crazy. So these people are accessing it and then looking for people that they can push in the real world to commit acts of violence without any real connection to them. So the police never suspect it, unless they had signals intelligence and saw the... intrusions into their data. That means that's the only way they could have done this. So that's what I'm looking for, some kind of a weird database backed Manchurian candidates. I am a slacktivist, so I'm lazy, so I didn't want to do a lot of stuff. So I just decided I'd watch some YouTube videos on conspiracies, because otherwise it's just a bunch of work to try and figure out which drone manufacturer, this, that, and the other thing. But then while I'm watching videos, look what I come across.
Lockheed Martin is an American aerospace defense and security company with a heavy interest in advanced technologies. They receive more money than any other contractor from the U.S. government, despite the fact they've been convicted of many serious crimes, including illegal spying activities and harvesting personal and commercial data. There were also rumors that Lockheed were responsible for sabotaging the SpaceX rocket in 2015. And the deathbed footage of former Lockheed scientist Boyd Bushman shocked the world with his revelations of secret anti-gravity technology harvested from UFOs. But whether you believe a dying man's space alien fantasies or not, one of the oddest mysteries regarding Lockheed is why they diversified in 2011 with their successful bid for a contract helping the United Kingdom conduct a census. This census is undertaken every 10 years, helping to gather information on every person in the UK. But what was a major arms dealer doing taking up a £150 million census contract? Did they keep the information after handing it to the government? And if so, for what purpose?
Bresic? Yeah, they're obviously using it for intelligence against us. Now, let's look at where that led. I just looked up under, you know, big data and data. Actually, I just Lockheed data mining, and guess what I find? Jason O'Connor, VP of Lockheed Martin's Analysis and Mission Solutions, speaking in November 2012 at a big data conference. He's talking about some new software they have, and let's see what it does.
Interesting path. I've been involved with it since the very beginning, which was probably 5-6 years ago. And the funny thing about Lockheed Martin Wisdom was at the time we didn't set out to build a big data analytics engine. That wasn't the intent. Frankly, we were building something pretty focused. We wanted to build a capability to predict, anticipate pandemic breakouts. And we were looking at big data and trying to apply the right algorithms that might say, hey, there's a, at the time it was avian flu that was the big concern, and we wanted to see, can we predict if there's going to be a real problem, something that we might want to provide indications and warnings in advance of. And the fact is that that pandemic monitoring capability remained in R&D. It really never progressed past that. But before we were done, a major world event happened, and that was the Arab Spring. And some of the early news started to come out of the events there. And we thought, we had noticed, I should say, that our algorithms and our approach to this product might just be able to monitor social stability using the same approach they were using to monitor pandemic breakout. And that is, in fact, what happened. So the bottom line is, we turned our tool to looking at these events, and I bring you back to, we like to quantify things. We wanted to quantify what would happen nation by nation through the Arab Spring, and our hope was to do it, you know, in an anticipatory fashion, to figure it out before the world did. And it worked. You know, a few examples, you know, we predicted the fall and the civil war that would spring up in Libya, predicted the change of power in Egypt. Probably equally importantly, we were able to predict stability for Saudi Arabia. We were able to work our way around these things, and the approach yielded correct predictions right around the board. And I think what was most significant about it was the anticipatory fashion. We were able to make those predictions with numerical confidence 6 weeks in advance of when it became evident through the traditional news cycle. And that was a great example of the combined data algorithms and tradecraft. We had learned what data to leverage, what data to sort through, and how to manage it. We had developed a correlation algorithm that looked at particular variables in that data. And when we saw events start to correlate, when those signals started to line up, that drove up the risk factor for a nation. And it was tradecraft. We had linguists, we had social scientists. We had a broad array of talent looking at these things. Now, that's not to say it was a big group of people, and that's something I probably should take just a brief moment to say. All these activities I'm going to talk to you about today, these are small teams. These are single-digit people, and they are typically working these projects. I don't think I'll talk about anything today that takes more than 2 weeks. This is pretty quick, small team, agile team type of stuff. So,
yeah, when I came across this, you know, I nearly dropped my phone. This is exactly what I was looking for. And you see how? You see, he has some software that identifies the kind of things that lead to revolution. And I'd studied the Arab Spring a little bit. It was police and military atrocities that caused the people to rise up. So these folks have reverse engineered this software. Now, after I got this You know, another reason it blew my mind is because this is the exact same tactic I use. As I said before, none of your facts are 100% true. You don't know. You only know because authorities of some kind have told you, unless you've actually done experiments or something. So you have to give each of the facts you know a probability. And then some facts are correlated with others. So when the validity of one of those facts goes up, so does all of them, and vice versa. Now, you normally don't do this with most things. You just accept shit you learned in school or what you heard on TV, especially a commercial. And you're under mind control. You know, those facts are fucking lies. I mean, that's how Donald got elected. He's fucking lying. So, say you have a friend named Bob. He's told you, you know, 10 things. Or so you say you just met him. He's told you 10 things. These are, you know, correlated facts that you don't know if they're true or not. You find out that one of them's a lie, then you know probably a lot of the rest of them are, wherever he has a motive to lie. So you've correlated them and you've changed your probabilities. Now you have to be somewhat non-attached about this. The trouble is, if Bob had promised you something that you really, really, really wanted and you were counting on that, but then you found out he was lying about everything else, well, you really don't want to think that he's lying about what you really, really, really want. So you delude yourself. Everyone is self-deluded because of desire. You want things. And that's how they manipulate it. Donald just promised, oh, more jobs, blah, 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 blah. No. Guys. So getting back to our topic, after I saw this, I remembered that there was this snitch that my co-host introduced me to in 2013. Must have been the spring. I think it was after the police were shot here. And he had, his father had just died, and he'd inherited his dad's property in Santa Barbara, and there was a gun collection involved or something. And he was different than the normal snitch. You know, normal snitches are somebody that got busted, and the cops are squeezing them. You know, they're not professionals. And then the other snitches are cops, you know, in a disguise, and, or pigs, excuse me. and they're easy to spot. Maybe a homeless, some of the homeless, I get a lot of those snitches because they're like only $20. But this guy was something different. You know, he was the only snitch that ever asked, wanted to know how I knew what I knew. I wanted to know how I thought. And when he found out that I use probabilities with correlated data points, he freaked out. He goes, no, you know, I know somebody that thinks that way. Nobody else thinks that way. He was all excited about this. And his name was Michael. So later, you know, I asked my friend, you know, that guy's a fucking snitch, you know. What was his last name? And she goes, Aquino. I go, what? He's too young to be Michael Aquino. What the fuck? That fucking shit. Are you sure? Oh, yeah, that's what he told me. So after remembering this, now I go, well, let's check his backstory, his cover story some more here. Oh, look it. Michael Aquino went to high school in Santa Barbara. He wasn't the real, you know, he didn't look like, I looked at the, didn't look like him, not the same age, but he was using him as a cover. And the other part of this op, I was saying there was Satanists involved. I couldn't really find any evidence of that until we get next to Lockheed. Then all of a sudden, oh, a Satanist was infiltrating my life. Now, I guess if I'd have known that, maybe I wouldn't have messed with this op. That's why I believe in just-in-time conspiracy cracking, because your life's in danger. So that's why I don't, normally don't like to do this, but it was such an easy one to do. It was so obvious in the news. I was couch surfing at a place where they played the news all the time. It was just so easy, and I knew all I had to do was say it on the air. I didn't really think I'd stop the op, but it was just curious to see what would happen. And see, because these people probably got on to me because I post on Special Forces, and they are Special Forces Underground. And I said, you're not qualified to make any comments on a super elites. But, you know, in Mind War, you're not supposed to blink, and they blinked. I mean, they dropped their op right away. So they lost at Mind War, you know, right out of the gate. But they're also playing Barbarian War. You know, they're killing people around me. So, like I said, it was very respectful. So the minute I expected them to kill people around me, I predicted it. The minute they did, I started posting stuff to the internet. And I started squeezing the Navy on their secret sub base nearby. Now, that it turns out that the Navy buys airplanes from Lockheed. You know, this is, from my view, I've got enough evidence. And look at it this way. He's got a program that can tell when someone's trying to take over your country, and he's not blowing the whistle on these white supremacist militias, I mean mercenaries, blowing up shit. Why is that? See, it's what they don't do that tells you as much as what they do. Lockheed is dirty. And I didn't get to this data looking for, I mean, I did from data mining, but that's not how I first thought of Lockheed was involved. I thought they were involved because of looking at the money. They're going to replace the pigs and the soldiers with more and more drones because they're just fucking cheaper, you know, and there's less negative, you know, publicity if a drone gets, you know, destroyed than a person. So it's coming. And they're the obvious beneficiaries. And here they have the technology, you know, the motive, the means, the opportunity. And we're talking about murdering little kids at Sandy Hook. And that's the other way I examine these kind of things is because, you know, if you're working for the dark side, you got to be evil. And for all species, that's one of the evilest things you could do is to kill your own children. So I think it's a mandatory requirement for Satanists and people working with advanced time travel technologies like the Philadelphia Experiment. That's the negative wormhole. I think there's a positive wormhole. I think that's what's nearby us. I like to throw in these extra science things because I know they're true, but they make me sound crazy. And I'm messing with psycho killers here. So if they thought the public was really believing me, they'd really want to shut me up. So this is kind of one of the techniques I use to stay alive. The other one is I don't normally do this topic. So yeah, this is essentially an old military plan too. Let's do a little thing on that. It's the privatization of the Northwoods operation.
In the early 1960s, the federal government needed a pretext to invade Cuba.
The Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba.
And the idea was to have U.S. personnel from the CIA and other places secretly create terrorism in the United States. The documents actually said people would be shot on American streets, bombs would be blown up. And again, all this, the evidence would be laid to point the finger at Castro.
Well, in this case, it's Muslims. It's harder for them to find the Muslim bombers, too, because they have to find a crazy person that can actually make a bomb, too. Difficult. You know, just finding a crazy person and making sure they come across a gun, a lot easier. So the Northwoods op was also used to take out that, these false flag things. Let me get back to, so this was, I guess, proposed to Kennedy, and he said no. You know, it went through all the other military, you know, all the, you know, top military brass approved this one, and Kennedy said no. Yay for a true progressive. We haven't had a progressive president since Kennedy, and they fucking killed him. We should have had Bernie. All right, nonetheless. It's a Northwoods operation. The Lockheed would have access to that. They would have access to the Mind War book. Probably would naturally fit it into the algorithms of their software. They benefit from this. They've got to be dirty. Yeah, it's, I'm squeezing the Navy, but the Navy can squeeze them and get a discount on their jets, you know, because they have the signals intelligence to trace these cloud forays to find the crazy people. And let's look at the, you know, the effects of this. I figured they were doing it to get Trump to win, and I didn't see why you would have to kill little kids, because the Republicans just going to cheat on the election, you know, with the computer. This time it was cross-check. If you live in a Republican state and you have a common name, like Roger Moore's vote didn't count. It doesn't matter what your middle initial is different or your Social Security number is different. This is the Republican strategy to eliminate voters because, yeah, they're the minority party. They don't actually win these elections. They cheat their way in. So in my view, none of the fruits of that activity are valid. This is an illegitimate government. Lockheed's dirty. Lockheed also runs Area 51. So they're doing time travel and those other things, as well as these kind of dirty things. I was talking to a friend of mine about the F-35, and he used to be really against it. He says finally it's starting to become worth. He didn't really want to attack Lockheed because they're also doing small fusion generators and blimps. They're doing a lot of good things besides. But he did say at the end, well, I guess they do kill people all over the world, so they're not really a good corporation. Now, the collateral effects on this. Yeah, he won the election anyways, but look how much easier. We'd probably still have a Muslim ban right now. Had there been a bombing in New York by a Muslim that killed a few hundred people. Yeah. Even if the courts did shut him down, then he would be in the position to say that the courts are full of shit, they don't protect us, blah, 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 and delegitimize the courts. That's another thing these Nazis do when they take over, because they don't want division of power. They want all the power centralized in one spot. They will start. I mean, that's one of the signs when they're taking over, is that they shoot up the judges and the press. See how Donald attacks the press all the time? These are all right out of fucking Hitler's playbook. You know, a lot of people I hear are reading the book 1984 by George Orwell because of what's happening politically. The book you should be looking at is The True Believer. You see, in The True Believer, it explains why people believe nonsense. You know, it's a sign of faith to accept the nonsense. I think Banyan and his folks were talking about, yeah, the nonsense is a uniform that we all wear. That's why Donald Trump's popularity always falls until it hits the 30s, where most of these nuts are. They're about 30% of the country. Authoritarian, you know, respect for authority, blah, blah, blah. True Believers, I forget the author of it, but it was written a long time ago about what happened in Nazi Germany and why people follow. So it's the same thing with religious cults. You know, it's always it's a denigration of the present and a glorification of the past and the future. You never actually get your fucking pie in the sky, but it, you know, it's just all these glittering promises, and you'll put up with, you know, deprivations of all kinds to your money. We've already lost that. Anybody that's worked 30 years, they got cheated out of half the money they earned. It all got stolen. And that's what happens. They get to this point where people are starting to wake up, and they want to nationalize, get rid of globalization. They see that globalization is how this is done to them. So instead of it being a left-wing nationalization, workers uprising, the Nazis come in. Remember, they were the National Socialist Party. But really, they're fascist. As America is in deep shit. They wouldn't even be pulling this kind of stuff. Remember, this is the subversive part of insurrection, where it's done by people on the inside. That means they've got at least 10% of the military, close to 10% of the military infiltrated already. I mean, if they were really trying to take over, I would think they would need at least 25% or close to it. But remember, that's not the goal here. These people think they're going to take over, but they're the patsies again for the Nazis. The goal here is to destroy America, to create a civil war so we spend all our weaponry on that and weaken us. Any way they could weaken us. That's the idea here, so that they can win the next world war. They lost two world wars because of America. Now, the Nazis are ultimately behind this, but any of our enemies would pay Lockheed for doing this. Maybe the Russians have bought into this one. And you see how Lockheed can resell this op? You see, they sell it to the Russians, and they're going to make profit off it from the drone part of it. It's a multi-level op, just like 9/11. All those people that benefited from 9/11, the corporations where all those SEC records for insider trainings disappeared. The military, where all their cost overruns records disappeared. And then Rockefeller gets, you know, the American public to pay for, you know, the military to guard his oil reserves and build his pipelines to bring it all back in. A lot of people benefited off that one. This one is just essentially Lockheed. That's why they dropped the op in September. Again, if there had been big people behind this, they would have feared nothing. These people were afraid of being found out by other players. And that's what happens when a country disintegrates like America is disintegrating. This is what the Sun Tzu talks about in The Art of War, when a country has to be of one mind or they will be easily defeated by their enemies. They're creating polarization in America along all lines to get us fighting amongst each other in a civil war. All these ops have a two-side to them. The blacks get shot up, so the left gets all upset, and then blacks with guns shoot up the cops, or someone's coming to take the guns away, that gets the right all upset. And even the Oakland fire here, this was more aimed at me because a lot of people there were on psychedelics, and I know people who died there. And you know, LSD is my weapon. I don't believe in killing people in warfare. I think we should find a better way. And turning the cheek is not going to work against fucking fascists. You have to be civilized for the Gandhi technique to work. I mean, you have to get the press, too. See how they're clamping down on the press? Yeah. So now I got Satanists. Like I said, they've insulted their God by how this op went down, so... But, you know, normally if they were real Satanists, they'd be suffering the kind, they'd be having some really bad luck right now. But again, I said they're fake. This is a military mind control project. This goes back to Charles Manson. Notice the swastika on his forehead. He used to talk about helter skelter. That's what he's trying to do, start a race war in America. And that's exactly what these people are doing. It's the same playbook. These are all old things from the 60s. Yeah, and another thing I want to mention, when Kennedy, you know, heard about the Northwoods, shortly after he had a meeting with the Green Beret from the 82nd Airborne, and supposedly he had given them a secret mandate to train the American people in how to overthrow the government should tyranny take over by the military-industrial complex, the Lockheeds. And then now, ironically... That same mechanism that Kennedy tried to set up is being used in the opposite way to create the conditions for a tyranny to take over. Now, this is what we saw happened in Egypt, where the anarchists led the revolution, but because they didn't use a hierarchical form of government, they weren't able to actually run the country, and the Muslim Brotherhood stepped in and, you know... Then they got kicked out because the military was still in control. They got rid of Mubarak, but it's still probably somewhat fascist. But it's not safe to go there anymore if you're an American or European American tourist, because there's so many kidnappings going on, especially if you're a young and attractive woman. Can you believe that? It's not safe to go to the pyramids anymore. The same thing is happening in Western Africa because of the cocaine trade. It shifted there. The pigs here pushed it that direction, and they use the locals to smuggle it from the West African ports where they land their planes up to Europe, and they used the old slave trade trails, and they're grabbing Europeans there and holding them for ransom because they get all the profit from the kidnap slave trade business, where they only get a percentage of the cocaine profit. So it's just combining ways to make money. And that's what I've noticed about these ops, too. That's why this op failed for them. They had too many people on board. They couldn't follow it through. The corporation panicked, so they had to militarily fail at their mission. It's kind of embarrassing to elite forces. And that's the trouble with being a mercenary. You know, a true militia defends without being paid. Just logistics and medical. And they're trying to take the medical away from our regular soldiers with the BA. That's one of the Republicans' next oppression. So I can't prove that Lockheed is involved in the... If I could, I would probably be dead. But from my wisdom program, points to theirs as being dirty. And I've been doing this for decades. See, I also... the way I developed this form of... I guess it's critical thinking. I hear about... I go to an academic lectures, and they talk about critical thinking and delusion as opposed to ignorance, and that most of the people there suffer from delusion. They want to believe things. That's where it comes from. You want to believe things because of desire or some other reason, or because the other thing is comfortable. It's comfortable to have it all figured out. If you've got all these facts floating around that you're not sure if they're true or not, it's just uncomfortable feeling, right? You'd rather have the nice, comfortable feeling of a paradigm that you understand and all your facts fit into, and it's all true until it all goes to shit. And that's what's about to happen. We're about to face some very, very dire society oppression from these right-wing Nazis. And then, you correlate them. So the way I developed, the reason I developed this technique is back in the 80s, same time I was listening to Dave, and gambling had a lot to do with this op too. This is probability. It's the same. It's like I was like playing poker with these people, calling out their hands and then looking for tells. When my wallet went missing, that was a tell. That was right after I nailed that a military contractor was involved. So I knew I was onto it with that one because I can be set up with my wallet. They can leave it at a crime scene. I used this originally on UFO material because there's so much nonsense in the UFO field that I would just, but I just had a feeling there was something there, so I just kept working at it for years and years and years, and I came up with this technique. I consider all of the facts as, just probable, low probability, right? But then I noticed, like, for one thing, they're all, the UFOs would avoid contact, but they would come right up to people and, ask for water. So water was a critical thing. And as we heard in a Hutchinson explained video, he thought dielectric. That's what water is, a dielectric. It is definitely involved with UFOs. So then all the other UFO reports that were related to water all went up in more validity in how I looked at it. And then so those separate incidents also had correlated facts associated with them. So then I could start moving those up as well. And then one fact leads to another. So there's another thing. If you're in the intelligence community and you're thinking of using the wisdom software, they will have the results. And they will use those results elsewhere. See, they now have some really solid facts that they can use against other requests. I mean, that's what happened to me. That's how I found out about the Nazi subbase. The Russians were feeding me intel to see if I could figure out some shit for them. And that's what's going to happen with this wisdom software. This wisdom software is also being used against union organizing at Walmart. There's a political point for you if you stayed this long. Yeah, because remember, it started out as a way to measure epidemics, right? So they're probably looking at, well, this person went here and then saw these people. You know, they're correlating the people who meet people. You know, like when you use a corporate email or, you know, Facebook or something, they got all your friends. Those are correlated people to you. So that's what the software is looking at. It starts with disease. But then they say, well, what about, you know, radicals when their ideas? And a radical idea is much like a contagion, you know. When people are ready to hear it, it can spread like crazy, as we saw during Occupy. Because everybody was out of work then, the economy was collapsing. They're more receptive to those, you know, fringe ideas. Or a Trump. Fringe ideas on either side. So this contagion software, see how it can be used against union organizers? Same thing, you know, uprisings. So, you know, if you're using a phone and all that stuff, you know, they're picking up data on you all the time. You go to Facebook. I don't see why people go to Facebook. They record everything you type, even the things you delete. You're just giving them all kinds of information. The thing you should do is, you know, maybe keep your cell phone in a wrapped in aluminum foil so they can't just turn it on. Also on this Jason O'Connor video, he mentioned how your car now has a huge security hole. Anybody can just jump in it and start driving it remotely because all these it was a big data conference. A third of the internet traffic is just these mechanical devices talking to each other over the internet, like your car, you know, giving up its, you know, statistics. So, the world is under a lot more surveillance, and it's being privatized. Who knows who's looking at you? Are the special forces underground looking at your psychiatric records and deciding whether to start squeezing you in the real world to get you to crack? This is a tactic that's been used for thousands of years by secret societies. The movie The Wicker Man, very similar thing. They run these plays to try and manipulate you. So from here, I would like to get away from this. It's very dangerous. It was fun to save some lives in New York. No one'll know about it. That's kind of nice too. It's like incomparable enlightenment. I got nothing from it. That's how I knew it was incomparable. Good for nothing, as a local homeless religion person said to me recently. So that way, and it's kind of fun playing against. It's kind of, you know, war is sort of a game. If you leave out the dead bodies, that's barbarian war. But these people were playing both kinds. They're playing a mind war too, psychological. And I can do that. But you know, I'm not into killing people. It's just like I said, it's fundamentally evil. Now, let's see. Let's get a couple here. Got a few more minutes to round this up to an hour. Well, let's see. What did I get out of this? These are the Illuminazis. You hear the Illuminati? They're actually Illuminazis. They've been around a long time because the Nazis have a Bell Project. This is an advanced application of that Hutchinson effect we heard earlier on this show in a different segment. Mostly the weird stuff I put in the Church of Biochar, all the metaphysics. Because again, I used the same technology that they're using, I used on wacky fucking metaphysical shit, where the disinformation is all over the place. Same thing in intelligence work. The enemy's always trying to give you fake data, and a war. War is deception. So this is one technique that you can use to see what's true and what isn't. Just give facts, probabilities. So now the Illuminati's, this is the New World Order, right? The Illuminati's. Well, they're taking over from the Old World Order, which I call Carth Urge, or the Templars, the Freemasons, Cathar. It's the ancient Babylon. It's all over the world. It's pyramids, sailing, astronomy for navigation, and astrology and human sacrifice. You'll see that all over the place. It's the same culture. You usually end up with the money, too. The Templars went and found these, banking and things like that, all of a sudden reappeared when the Templars dug up the temple in Jerusalem. Because there's dark ages, right? You know, they push like crazy, like with this globalization, and drain everybody of money. This is nothing new. It's gone on for thousands of years. You know, there's a drought, and then they've got the granaries in Egypt all to let you have some food, but now you're a slave. It's how they enslave us. It's a form of mind control, because it's all our properties. But somehow we let other people say that it's their property. I don't get it. But then I don't believe in mind control. I don't really want anything all that much, so I'm not so self-deluded. And I'm also using probabilities, so I have a better grip on reality than you do. You're not doing that. So guess what? You're kind of crazy, even though you don't believe in UFOs and all these other things, because your thinking is not working correctly. You're not using probabilities for truth. You just want to believe a truth, so it's true, right? It's easier that way, and that's why you're led to the slaughter. That's why you accept less for your labor than you should. You don't organize into unions or other hierarchical formations to fight back. You've been mind controlled to believe that no, you could only do it non-hierarchically. Yet, you know, the Russian proletariat, I mean, not the Roman proletariat, the military just went on strike and got their own hierarchy. Hierarchy is a very efficient way to get things done. Yes, they have the problems of authority, but you could have non-authoritarian hierarchies. Polyarchy. Different people could be at the top for different issues. There's so many things you could do, and yet you always use the same techniques because you're under mind control. There is no proof that anarchism is better than any other form of government. None whatsoever. And yet you believe it because you want to believe it. That's not to say I'm against anarchism. It's the consensus form that just leads to everyone arguing all the time. And like I said, they all use hierarchy anyways. They just don't admit to it because that is the most efficient way to get things done in human society. We just have to make hierarchies less oppressive. Because this is all, this is the Nazis are playing time war. They're looking at this in a much larger perspective. And they have that same Hutchison technology since the Foo Fighters in World War II. I remember hearing about somebody wrote a book in 71, how it was Kleistine tubes that were causing the planes to cut out when the Foo Fighters, I don't know, these were anti-gravity devices. It's a natural byproduct, is that the magnetic field around him destroys the ignitions of other planes. Again, a paradigm issue. The whole idea of time travel goes outside your paradigm. Well, here's a little something I could do, I guess. You know, in addition to some facts being more likely than others, you know, some are just highly improbable. But you could also look at the risk-reward part. You know, what's the risk of doing this versus the potential reward? So in that case, because I'm going to formally open the Supreme Jury Court, that's me. You all waived the right to being a Supreme Jury, and we're in a state of emergency now, so I can't trust all the rest of you. I can rule on both the facts and the law, just like a bench trial. Remember, the Supreme Court seized their power through Marbury versus Madison to be the last word on government. But really, the people have the last word. So, on behalf of the people, I'm going to declare this current government, I have a finding, fact in law, well, fact, that this was a corrupt election, more so than others. So therefore, the government is illegitimate. And let's deal with this Lockheed business. This is akin to treason, especially if they're cooperating with unsurrendered Nazi group from World War II. They went to Argentina and just, you know, they didn't tell us they're still fighting the war, but they never surrendered. Hitler never surrendered. He went there and vacationed. He faked his death, obviously. He's a Mr. Never Surrender guy. That was his whole point. What, he's going to commit suicide? Give me a break. So this is treason, Lockheed, and they're shooting up American citizens. I have suffered damages. I have, my friends have gotten killed. I have emotional distress that I may be killed. So I have grounds for a tort here. And therefore, I'm going to declare that Lockheed forfeits their company. Now, and because this is a illegitimate government, let's not forget that therefore their treaties aren't really valid. And, you know, some people feel we have treaties with other intelligences. So I'm going to renegotiate here because I can also, as the Supreme Jury, become provisional commander-in-chief, which I will do at this moment. And so this will, I guess this is considered a, I forget what it's called. It's not exactly a treaty. It's a, an executive, I forget, special agreement. That's what it is. Some kind of an executive, a single executive, I don't know. Executive agreement. This is essentially an executive agreement between the commander-in-chief, and it does not require the Congress to have any say in it. So we can not reach whether I can become Congress or not at this moment. But yeah, so their business is forfeit. I have a claim against them. Normally, I'm speaking now to the good wormhole off the coast here, or underground near the coast, that the Navy are using for time travel. Make an agreement. The field itself is actually an alien intelligence. I won't bother with treaties or anything with the more normal-looking aliens. This one has got the ultimate power. If it's not actually Jehovah itself or connected with it, then this treaty also has, or this agreement also has to be run through Jehovah, because I won't make agreements with evil. Like I said, I think this is the good one. So, I should not benefit from my assumption of government here. So I'm going to transfer my interest. Actually, I don't have enough damages to justify taking all of Lockheed, but they've been killing other people all around America, and you add all those up, and yeah, I think they do. So being a multidimensional entity, you are in a position to I'm going to assign my interest to you so that you can provide justice to those people who have been victimized by this Lockheed scam. And let's not forget that Lockheed is, they probably have a half interest in the negative wormhole at Area 51. So I'm assigning at least their interest to the good wormhole of the Navy's. That means that that must become now at least a neutral wormhole over there in the desert by where all the people gamble. I think that covers my commander's. Oh, yes, I did give the admiral in charge of that project a specific time travel order. So now is so now it's all legal from the wormhole's point of view. I mean, it has to respect our laws. These, you know, the God of the Bible is a God of the law. Everything I'm doing here is completely legal, if somewhat bizarrely anarchistic to anyone listening. I will now renounce my commander-in-chief position. It's just temporary. I can put it on anytime I want, but I don't want power. That's why I did this here on a pop diop instead of at the Church of Biochar, because that's holy ground there, and power is not all that holy. Although I still am the Supreme Jury, so let's add that Scalia's votes are now void, are not citable. That turns Bush versus Gore into a tie. I think it gets rid of Citizens United. Very simple way. Remember, they should not get the fruits of their illegal activity by cheating at the vote. This is Republicans. It looks like every Republican president has made some deal with our enemies, even Nixon. You know, you had Reagan with the Iran, Nixon with Vietnam. Well, let's see, Bush cheated on the election. And this last one, I guess they had made deals with Russia. You know, it's like the Republicans are a fucking outlaw party. And all you people in that have had your votes taken away from you should not have to pay state taxes at the very least. And you should sue the Republican Party for that money. So I guess that covers it. As a matter of dicta, I may make all the Republican nominees to the Supreme Court half votes. Remember, it's dicta. I haven't had to reach that yet. See, I don't want to really mess around with the decisions too much, because then it's like I'm doing it. These are just obvious, simple, legal things that should have been done. Scalia should never have been part of the Bush versus Gore, because his son was an attorney for George Bush. So there's a conflict of interest there. This is simple, obviously legal ethics that gets ignored at the highest level. I mean, Donald Trump is in violation of several constitutional laws right now. No one's doing anything about it. And these plasma entities can sense that the people feel that this is illegitimate government. So I have seized this opportunity. Because remember, I stepped up to defend America against Lockheed and these fake militias. I was the true militia. I performed an executive function. So, right? It's partly aptitude. Nobody gave me this position, but I just seized it because I understand the law. Oops, we've gone over. This has been Pop the Op. Fuck Lockheed.